The fall equinox arrives tonight at 9:04 p.m., officially marking the end of summer.
Aww.
It's hard to take, we know. But fall is coming in with a bang, with events in every corner of the city, in fact, over the entire Delaware Valley. We'll start this week in Dover, Delaware, where the Firefly Music Festival will be in full swing starting tonight. It's at the Woodlands, which shares space with the Dover International Speedway. You can go for one day, you can go for all 4 days, and you can camp out to hear some great music from headliners Halsey, My Chemical Romance, Green Day, and Dua Lipa.
Rocking a jet, chewing your ear, somebody else, as long as you play. You won't be pissed when I do it myself, let's end it like we should and say we're good.
Festival gates open today at 3, the rest of the weekend at noon. In South Jersey, it's the sound of beer taps opening that will lead you to the Glassboro Craft Beer Festival on Saturday. The fest is being held in Glassboro Town Square with a focus on local breweries. Over 100 beers will be on sale, and there'll be food vendors as well. Gotta have something to soak up all that beer. It starts at noon for VIPs and at 1 for the general audience. If you're in Philly, you can get your festival on quite a few places. On Saturday, the Fishtown Festivale is coming to Frankfort Avenue from Girard to Columbia. Expect games, DJs, food, and of course, beer. The fest starts at noon. Heading across town to the Delaware River, where the Delaware River Fest is going on, also on Saturday. The free Family Focus Festival takes place on both sides of the river, on Penn's Landing and at Wiggins Park in Camden. Starts at 10 a.m. with face painting, scavenger hunts, arts and crafts, and plenty of fun demonstrations from science and environmental organizations. You can even take a cruise on a tall ship, but that is ticketed. Opera fans, you'll be delighted to know that Opera Philadelphia's O22 Festival is fully back for the first time since 2019. The festival includes productions of The Raven, although that's already sold out, and Othello, with afternoon performances, opera film screenings, and shows by the Bearded Ladies Cabaret. It goes on through October 4th, and we'll have all those details on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. I love shoes, particularly ones by Stuart Weitzman, the now-retired upscale shoe designer. The Michener Museum in Doylestown is hosting Walk This Way, an exhibit featuring over 100 pairs of historic shoes collected by Weitzman and his wife. The couple collected them over the last 3 decades, and the shoes range from the 1800s to the 1970s and beyond. Did you know that in 1850, shoemaking was the nation's second largest industry after agriculture? You didn't? Well, then that's why you should head over to the exhibit. It starts on Saturday. I recommend you run, not walk, to the Puerto Rican Day Parade on Saturday on the Benjamin Franklin Parkway, because you know it's gonna be a celebration. This year's theme is the Puerto Rican Dreamers, and the parade starts at noon. You don't have to be a sailor to go to the Navy Yard these days, but if you're a music lover, you may want to head there on Saturday. The first Philly Arts and Music Festival is at the Marine Parade Grounds. New Orleans' own Trombone Shorty and two of Philly's hardest working acts, Chill Moody and Snack Time, are performing, along with Pittsburgh native singer-songwriter Suzanne Scheer.
Soft lips, flawless, blonde tips, heartless, gorgeous, goddess.
We must wrap. But before we do, we have to acknowledge there's a queen in town. Mary J. Blige kicks off her Good Morning Gorgeous tour tonight, but if you want to go to the show, I'd go online right now, as it's almost sold out. She'll be at the Wells Fargo Center with Ella May and another queen, Queen Naja. But the queen of hip-hop soul, well, that's a title Mary has all to herself. 30 years later, she's still on top. The show starts at 8. And that's it for Things to Do this week, but we'll be back next Thursday at the same time, bringing you the very best of the weekend's events. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.